Blog Talk Radio.
Nope. Nope.
Want him?
Ooh, I like him.
Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up messes quicker, and each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less.
He's an 8.
He's a 9.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. I am so honored to be part of the ONE family of hosts. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly, and we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. You can dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Welcome to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, let me give you just a little background. I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I am also a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. So we have some cool things coming moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more, so stay tuned for that. Tonight we are going to welcome Marco Panting, Mr. Panting of Mr. Panting Productions. Before we get in to chat with Marco a little bit, I'd like to just put something out there for this Thanksgiving evening. I want to cast a beautiful blessing on this ONE family of hosts, Oladel and Ngozi, Brother O, and Beverly Nation. Tonight we're going to chat a little bit about how we stay grateful as we walk through this life, and we deal with that on this Thanksgiving Eve. I love cliches, like, life is not a journey, it's a destination. Everything leads you to where you are, things like that. And it's always something that I like to think about. And I think, and we've talked about this before, that as we get older, we seem to get wiser. So Marco, being a mere 22, has been through an awful lot. And I'm proud to know him and have him be a part of our show tonight. So, Mr. Panting, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You
hey,
there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you just fine.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, awesome. We are so thankful to have you tonight. I know you're only 22 years old, and you have done so much. And, I think people say a lot that there's always somebody that's worse off than you are. Yet, everything's always relative, you know? I mean, I'd like to hear a little bit about your journey, how you've gone from sleeping on the church floor to being a producer, a filmmaker, an IMDb star. Tell us a little bit about your journey, where you're from, and how your family came here. Give us a little background.
Well, I've been in America now 19 years. I came here when I was 3 years old. My dad brought my mom and myself to America, we've been here ever since. Mom and my dad worked together for 15 years, I think, married, and then they got divorced in 2012. After that, we went through a hard time. I was living with my dad, living with my mom, on and off, and then a few times I stayed with my mom. And it was hard because, you know, we didn't have nowhere to sleep. Really, she wasn't working and stuff, so we were always staying at church. Went through hard times, those things make you a lot stronger. those things make you very strong. At least me, it has made me a lot strong. It's very hard, but it makes you strong.
Right, right. Well, I think we're thankful. I mean, I'm thankful every day when I wake up and I know, you know, I've got legs that work, I've got arms that work, I've got eyes that work, ears that work, you know. And like I said, everything is relative. So it's, you know, it's important that we reflect on that sometimes. I know you often tell me stuff about, you know, your mom having it. She gave you her own food so you guys could eat, you know, and then you just kept moving forward and you kept moving forward. So what got you started in film? How did you go from that to film?
I had just, I graduated middle school. I got my certificate in middle school, and then I went into high school my freshman year. I met a few couple teachers that I met. They had got me hooked up with like photography and like doing the sport photography and stuff for the school. And so then I started doing that. I started, you know, taking pictures of the teams and stuff like that. And then they just kept on calling me, and then I just started liking it more and more. The more I did it, the more I was traveling around in the school with, you know, with the teams and everything. I liked it. And then I met this teacher. Her name is Miss Crump, and she motivated me. She was like, "Hey, Marco, this is a school in Summers Point in New Jersey, and you know, it's very. I think it will be really good for you." And so I tried it out. I applied, and all of a sudden, I got accepted. So then, you know, I transfer out to Summers Point, where it's a performing arts school, and I see that they have film. And since I was doing photography, I was like, "Ooh, let me do film." You know what I mean? Because it's with the photography. Not knowing that I thought it was just photography, or you know what I mean. I didn't know anything at first, but then I started knowing film, and then we started doing in class, like the acting, the script writing, the editing, and I started liking it. And then I also met this teacher in high school that's very, very, very good friends with me now. I love him so much. And he motivated me. You know, he's been my mentor ever since in film, and I just started liking it. I felt like I can express everything that I went through in life into a film. That was my way to express everything I went through in life. I couldn't tell it to anyone. I couldn't write it in a book or write it in a paper. I wanted to express it, or, you know, visual to people. Like bullying, because I also went through bullying. You know, a lot of things that I've been through. So yeah, that's
and
how
I think I think the bullying that you went through got you to the point where you wanted to motivate other teens, you know, and give people hope. I think that your mentor, who I've also met, is wonderful, award-winning film director, and now when you were talking about Summers Point, let me just tell our listeners that Summers Point, New Jersey. So can you tell us about your mentor a little bit?
Yes. He's my high school teacher.
Awesome guy.
I've known him now for maybe 3 years now. I love him so much. He's always been with me since day one. He has motivated me. You know, I feel there's days where I feel like down. I don't want to do anything. You know, he always shoots me a text and say, "Hey, Marco, you know, you're doing great. Keep it up." He also has a production company with Willie Nelson. He shoots Willie Nelson's music videos. They're partners at this company.
Right.
And then he does other things, of course. He's worked in a couple of like films. He worked on one in 2018 called Exit Zero with Peter Green and some other actors. I don't know all of them. And with this production company called EB Films. EB is actually a director in New Jersey that's been around for like, he's been around for like maybe 20 years now, maybe around New Jersey. So yeah, he does a lot of things. He's done a couple of acting, you know, he's done films directing, and he always keeps himself busy. and he also has his own production company.
It's nice that you're hooked up with him, because I think that motivation is so important, that we find somebody that, you know, we can talk to that, that has a passion for the same things that we do. And, you know, yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit. Right now we're going to hear another track. I wonder if it's from the same artist, Brother O. Track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shiny, Brother O.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. You can call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I love Frank Sinatra on our show tonight. And, you know, I was a party DJ for about 15 years, and I didn't really fall in love with that kind of music. Well, I know some of the music from Guys and Dolls of his, which was great, but I didn't really fall in love with that kind of music until I started to be a DJ and hear, you know, all different types of music. I actually fell in love with, like, 40s music for a while, and I really love to hear Frank sing. He's got just an undeniable voice. So I understand we have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Are you there,
David? It's Jared.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
It's Jerry Petito.
It doesn't sound like Jerry Petito.
Okay.
How are you, Jerry? Oh, my God, I'm so glad you called in.
Then let me talk to my boy.
Now we're here.
You don't even know me, okay? You don't even know me anymore.
Yeah, your boy is on.
How are you? Hey, sweetie.
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yes.
All right, you're there. So listen, there was a time where you would say I was your mentor. What the heck?
And what about
you
me?
Are,
we're top liver now.
You are too. You're all my mentors. You're all angels in my life.
I love you. You're an angel in mine as well. But I want to say something about everything you guys were just talking about and putting things in perspective and what you said, Ava, about, you know, there's always someone who has it worse. Yes, there is. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When that person, though, is going through whatever it is they're going through, to them, that is the worst. And, you know,
yep.
I remember when I first met Marco, and I remember when I first met his mom and stepdad and just
mm-hmm.
such a loving family, right? And I remember
yes.
when I really got to know the story, that broke my heart. And, you know, Marco, everything you've been through, man, it doesn't matter if there's other people out there that have it worse. Because look at what you're doing with your life in spite of. I mean,
right.
I've never been homeless. I've never had to sleep on the floor in a church. I've never had to ask for meals. Thank you, God. You know? So I can't even
yeah.
imagine. And what you have done with your life, young man, to me is unbelievable. And God only has good things in store for you. And, you know,
yeah.
I wish one day you'd get on O&E with your, you know, Spanish story life. You know, I mean, that would be cool to have a show about that. But what you're doing,
yeah.
kiddo, is amazing and never stop. And, you know, you're also generous. You also have a great heart, you know. And I love you and I love your family. And Ava, you know I love you. That's unspoken. But,
of course.
You know,
we're sisters from another mister.
That's right, baby. This is just, you know, beautiful listening to you and where you're going. So I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate those
Thank
words.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thanks for calling
really
in.
Do.
Jerry, when's your next show?
Okay, so
when's
next
your next
one,
show, Jerry?
All right, so the next one's in December, I guess 4 weeks from last week, but Brother O will tell us the exact date. I think it could be the 19th, but I don't want to – I'm not – I don't.
I'm the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the 22nd, so I just wanted to get that out there for you. Jerry's
right,
one of
the
our.
The show, I want to tell you what the show's going to be about, okay? And then
mm-hmm.
Brother O can tell me the exact date because I don't want to screw it up. It's going to be about God, and it's going to be about my guest co-host is Brother O for rededicating his life to Christ, okay? So, Marco, please try and tune into that because I want to end the year on O&E. Praising God and giving God all the glory.
Yeah, of course. I'm very blessed right now.
Yes.
You kind of know my other part of my story of how I'm really blessed now. So I'll talk about that in Ava's show later.
All right. All right. I love you, God. Yeah.
Love
right,
you.
Thank
love you for calling in, Jerry. So, Marco, I want to go back to, like, we're talking about being grateful. And I remember when we first started doing shows together. What is the thing that you have to do when you get up in the morning?
Make your damn bed.
Make your bed.
Make your bed. Because if it was a military person right next to you, he'll beat your butt. So make your bed.
But it does give you a sense of accomplishment, right?
You know, it gives me a sense of pride. Like I completed something in my life. You know,
mm-hmm.
it gives me that very nice sense of pride that I did something in the morning. It makes my whole day great.
Right. So tell me about you were chatting with me a little during the break about you know, being grateful. And tell me how you feel about what's going on in your life right now.
Well, I'm very grateful. You know, I'm a Christian. No one's perfect. You know, I grew up as a Christian, and ever since I was a kid, you know, I felt like you know, a lot, I'm a Christian, so a lot of people, you know, they probably won't believe in that or whatever, but I've always thought that the devil, you know, or whoever, whatever they believe in, has tried to knock me down ever since I was a kid. You know, I was, let's go a little bit more back to while I was a kid, and that's how I'm kind of grateful, too. I went through a sickness when I was a kid. I was really skinny. I wouldn't eat. I was skinny. I was like I didn't even eat, like, you know, like I was like, you know, a kid that doesn't eat or anything. That's how I was, and I almost was dying. So today I'm a miracle, because I almost died when I was a kid, you know, and from seeing all of that from when I was a kid to where I'm at now, that's a miracle, you know, because I feel like I was meant to be in this world for a purpose. I've always felt that in my life, you know. I've always felt that I was here for a purpose, because of everything I've been through since I was a kid, you know.
Right.
So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, you know.
It's been a real long, hard life, but it's gotten me stronger, you know.
I know your mom and your stepdad
right
have.
Yeah.
Your mom and your stepdad have become pastors, and I think that, you know, you seeing that, you know, helps change the way you see things also, you know, so that's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, I've always been a Christian. I grew up a Christian, you know, I grew up with that. But I'm just blessed because ever since I was a kid, I just knew that I was meant to be in this world for a purpose, you know, and
right.
I want to see that purpose, you know, come true.
Yeah.
And I know it will.
Yeah, we all like to feel that. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
all right. Well, hold that thought.
Like
we're going to get to.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I think we just have a little bit delay with you, but just hold that thought. We're going to get to another track, and then we will talk a little bit more with Marco Panting of Mr. Panting Productions. And the next track is by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shinee, Brother O.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Woo, welcome back to The Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are talking with Marco Panting, Mr. Panting of Mr. Panting Productions. You can call in and join the conversation with us at 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So, Marco, we want to get into some other stuff that you've gone through that you want to have, you know, other people know and maybe help them in their process. Tell us a little bit about what you went through with immigration and how you've been here since you're 3 years old and you are just now being recognized in America.
It's been a long process. I've been here 19 years. I came to America when I was 3 years old, since 2003. I was raised here. I went to kindergarten. I went to elementary school, middle school, mm-hmm. all the schools you can call in the world. I went to all the schools.
And college.
And mm-hmm. in college for a year. it's incredible because I've been here for 19 years. I know how to speak English, can read, write, I can have a conversation. But the most I want to say is that what a lot of people don't notice about what people go through is very hard because, like me, for example, I went to high school, I went to college for a year. You know, I have a lot of knowledge in education. And just how a lot of immigrants go through, like for example, I went through it, you know, getting rejected. I got rejected from multiple jobs all the time, you know, for not having papers, not having this and that. You know, I understand we come to this country, you know, but what people don't understand is that you don't see what's going on in these countries. You know, if we come here, it's for a purpose. It's not just to, you know, invade your country or none of that, you know. Mm-hmm. We come here for a better future, and it's been great for me. I'm very blessed to be in America and to even become an American. I'm just in the process. I just received my work permit. I'm getting my green card pretty soon, and I'm very blessed, you know, because after everything I went through, getting rejected from work, not being able to, you know, continue education, get financial aid. It's a whole bunch of things that I wasn't able to get, you know, and I'm very blessed now that I can. But like many people say, you don't know what immigrants really go through until you're actually in their footsteps. Because a lot of people, you know, say a lot of things about immigrants, but yet you don't know what they go through. I've seen a lot of immigrant kids that I grew up with. And now, you know, now they're citizens, now they're, you know, green card holders, and they're doing really good things, you know. They're young entrepreneurs, they're doing their thing, you know. So I'm just very blessed to, you know, finally be able to, you know, be part of America and be part of it, you know, because it's been good to me, and now I want to get back to the country that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Which is where, when you haven't mentioned that?
America.
Where is your country that you're from?
Oh, I'm from Honduras, Central America, where it's a lot of crime rates. It's a very horrible country. And which a lot of people don't think about, it's like, me personally, I wouldn't like to go back. Starting up with the first thing, the the president of Honduras is a drug dealer, drug lord. His brother got arrested in America, in Miami, Florida. They got him. They checked his phone, and he had like so many things, you know, with dealing with drugs and human trafficking and all those things. And mm. you know, it's just a country that it's not good. You know, it's just why a lot of immigrants come to this country. I mean, we didn't really, our whole family came with visas. You know, unfortunately they expired and we stayed in this country, but we came here. So we don't really know what really, you know, immigrants really go through, you know, like we're crossing the border and doing all those things, you know, but this is why a lot of people come to this country, because it's a great country. And, you know, I mean, yes, you know, it's wrong what they do. You know, I acknowledge it's wrong what they do. But, you know, they just want something better, you know, for their kids, for their future, for their family. And,
yeah,
you know,
I remember yeah. when you were going through some of the process that you would even, you know, get emotional over it, because, you know, you didn't want to get sent back there because you didn't know any life there. You know, you say you were afraid that, you know, you would get killed, you know? And,
whole life has been here. I don't know anything about that country. All I know is that I was born there, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know. I pray every day, you know, for people to be safe there. I mean, I have cousins over there, and you know, mm-hmm. they're afraid to even go out sometimes. I mean, it's weird. It's crazy. You go in a corner, and there's 100% chance you could die. They could shoot you. You know, they can murder you. Mm-hmm. They can rape you. It's horrible countries. And, you know,
yeah,
I know that, you know, these immigrants are coming, they're doing it the wrong way, but, you know, it's hard, you know, but all we can really do is just pray for them, you know, but this
yeah.
is the reason why they come to these countries, because it's very hard, you know, and then when you really want to do it the right way, it's very complicated because they don't have the money, or they can't afford lawyers, or, you know, whatever. They can afford to do it, you know? So, but all
yeah.
we really can do is just pray and, you know, let God, you know, guide them and, you know, help them out. You know, that's all we can really do is pray, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's get into another track. We are going to hear something wonderful, I'm sure, from International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining, Brother O.
On a star, carry moonbeams whole in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. Just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? Hey, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He ain't got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people is his only thought. Though he's slippery, still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys on in the zoo, every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Thank you, Brother O. That was so cool and beautiful. Love it. Welcome back to the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are talking with Marco Panting, Mr. Panting, cinematographer, director, assistant, really does a lot of things outside of film as well, yet film is his passion. I understand we have a caller in queue. So caller number two, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava, how are you? This is Cintilla Domicia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, how are you?
And good, I'm fine. And how are you, Marco?
Good, good. How are you?
Marco? I'm fine.
Yes.
So I was listening to your story, very interesting. So you're from Honduras, and welcome to America. Now, when you were
thank
talking,
you, thank you.
You know, about how, you're welcome, about how, you know, a lot of people from these other countries, they want to come to America, you know, and, you know, just as you and so many others see America as the country to come for freedom and to be able to make something of yourself, to make money and to just establish yourself and establish things for your families. And I have so many friends that live in foreign countries and friends that come over here, and a lot of them just come over here to work, and they send all of their money back home. And that happens a lot. And but then
yeah.
You have those that want to bring their entire families here. And I look at it, you know, I understand, like, the things that go on in, like, in Honduras and some of these other countries that are just so terrible. And, you know, like you
yeah.
said, the president there was, you know, a drug dealer, drug cartel. And, you know, it's so
yeah,
bad.
It's crazy.
But then,
it's bad.
Yeah, but then we look at America and, like, I
not
did
so great
now, well, almost all.
Yeah, not
yeah, I've
either.
Been here like almost all my life. Yeah, I'm from Colombia, and but I've been in America now
okay.
since, you know, since I was a little kid. And I see America as in a different light than other people that come to this country, because to me, America, if I lived somewhere else now, I don't think I would be trying to come to America knowing what America is really all about now. Because there's just so much hate here. It's a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
It's a lot of racism that
yeah.
is dealt with every day. There's so many wrongful convictions in this country. You know, they
yeah.
lock up people that are innocent of crime. And, you know, the criminal injustice system here, it's just terrible. And I know
yeah,
some of the other countries still look at us, yeah, they still look at America as a great country. But now there's so many countries that are looking differently at America now because of all of the things that America does. And, you know, we're constantly in the news around the world for bad things. And, you know, but I guess if we were to weigh the good and the bad between America and some of the other countries, we still may be a little bit better, but I think that things really need to change here in America. But there's still so many things to be grateful for, and, you know, looking at
sure.
Ava's topic for the day, you know, how we stay grateful.
Yeah.
How do we stay grateful in this country that we call America, land of the free, home of the brave? how do we stay grateful, you know, despite all of the negative things that are here going on in this country, like gun violence and all kinds of corruption, you know, from politicians, mm-hmm. from judges, yeah. prosecutors, and everything else, but police departments. And how do we stay grateful? Well, the way I stay grateful is day by day, like to be just grateful right. for life itself. Every day I wake up, I thank God because I could have been one yep. of the people that passed away, you know, while I was asleep. Mm-hmm. Many people have died. While we're here talking yep. now, having yeah. this conversation, people are dying right this very second. So I stay grateful looking at all of the blessings that God bestows upon me on a daily basis, like being able to still to hear, to be able to see, to be able to speak and get up and walk. And all of these are blessings yep. that too many people take for granted all the time. And I try not to ever take those blessings for granted because any of those things can be taken away from us at any given time. So I am grateful for life itself. And thank yep. you so much, Ava, for your guest tonight. And thank you for this topic.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. And I feel the same way, you know, you know, grateful, as I said earlier, that you wake up and, you know, you can see, you can hear, those kinds of things. And I also feel like, you know, there's a little voice in there that always says to me, be the change you want to see in the world. You know, get involved in something. And I think it's people like us, like you, Ms. Chinchilla, and Marco, and people of Marco's age and people coming up that are going to be the change that, you know, we can't fix it all overnight yet, and it didn't get here like this overnight either. So I think it's, on one hand, it's up to us to walk the walk every day and try to make things better. Be kind, you know, help somebody, you know, behind you if you're not at where you need to be yet. Be kind, you know, and I think the more we do that, the more we will help heal. And even though we're not in the greatest shape right now, I mean, my parents would be rolling over in their graves if they saw what was going on in this country right now. However, it's still a lot better than some other places out there, as Marco was sharing with us. So I believe we're going to do another track, Brother Ed. Another track by International Internet Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in love.
Welcome welcome back to Ava's Casual Chat. That was from International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Enshrining, Brother O. Thank you so much for being right on top of everything there. We appreciate it. Okay, Mr. Panting, any final thoughts you want to give us? Like, you know, where are you looking to go forward? What? Just wrap it up for us.
First, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I've had a very good time.
You are so welcome.
I want to continue on motivating young teens. I'm young as well. I have more things to go through in life, but I want to motivate a lot of, you know, youth. Just know that there's more things out there for them, and just motivate them, you know, just don't give up, you know, keep on trying and until you'll find something that click. 2 years ago, I was very not motivated. I had closed my production company and I just didn't want to do anything. And just one day my very good friend, my high school teacher, hits me up and he's like, "Hey, you want to help out with this short feature film that this director is doing in New Jersey?" And I was like, "Sure." I'm just a production assistant, but just being around that just motivated me, you know, from not doing anything in 2 years. So it really motivated me. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm in a short film production, even by being an assistant. So just don't ever, you know, don't give up on what you really love. Just keep fighting until you find, you know, what you really love and you'll find it. But don't ever give up. I've given up many times, but you know, it's just keep that one faith. I don't know if
yeah,
you guys
you
know that
really
saying from the Bible.
Up.
No.
You haven't really given up.
I
think this pandemic has, as bad as it has been and still going on, has opened a lot of people's eyes to different things. And, hopefully we see things differently. And maybe that was God's way of slowing us down a little bit. Unfortunately, we had to lose a lot of lives to do that, yet we – you know, wake up with a different perspective on life. And, you know, I always feel that everything goes down differently with a different life perspective.
We're blessed to be in this life because, you know, we're blessed because, you know, we're alive. There's a lot of people that died during the pandemic, you know, and we're very, you know, blessed and happy that we weren't one of them, you know. We didn't want them to die, but you know, it's very hard, you know, but we're blessed to not, you know, not be one of those people that died, you know, we're very blessed for that.
Sure.
We're thankful for these 2 years, you know, with God protecting us, you know, and like we were talking, you know, it's like, don't ever lose your faith. Like the Bible says, it says, don't lose your faith like a grain of mustard. And that's always stuck on my mind, you know. You can have that little bit, small piece of faith, and that could be everything, you know. So just don't ever give up and have that small faith, you know, that small little grain of mustard. That's all you need to have. That little bit of faith, and it can hit. So just don't ever give up. And, you know, I say this always to the teens. I have my own radio show that I do as well and motivating teens. And you know, I've always told them that, you know, just don't ever lose your faith. When I lose, you know, just my little bit of faith, I always think of everything that I have achieved, you know, graduating high school, getting all these awards, getting 30 under 30 for something, you know, South New Jersey, you know, helping the community, the community awards, you know, just doing everything I do. I'm like, why am I, you know, why would I want to give up? Why am I going to lose my faith? I've done so much things already in my life. You know, that always hits me and motivates me.
You know, people don't know
that you keep going, keep pushing.
Yeah. people don't know that you've volunteered at the food bank. You volunteer with different organizations. You've worked at a camp with kids, you know, and you've got a lot of hands-on experience with all of that stuff. So, you know, it was such a pleasure having you on the show. Hang in there because we're going to go to Ingo time.
Sure.
Thank you, Marco. And it is Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Marco for coming on this program tonight. Marco is the person that, of course, we always really wanted on the Dynasty, you know, to have that total bilingual show and someone I hold in high regards. Outstanding show tonight from Ava. You know, Ava, you always give your heart and soul to everything you do. And I really appreciate you and what you do. And, of course, tomorrow night on these stations, we have a young lady that is not only our commissioner of these outstanding broadcasting by networks, but she's a host and herself as a business analyst. Her name is E. Davis, and tomorrow night is called Strictly Business right here, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Deli Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli Ngozi Enterprises. Reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at fednet.com. We're Ngozi Tide both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli Malema Ngozi at Facebook. As well as our business page, Casual Chat. As well as the historic Deli Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. That goes for my and gmail.com. And, of course, join us for our most sacred night, and that is the 4th Annual O&E Honors presented by Progressive Insurance and Looking Glass Entertainment, December 7th, 9:30 Eastern Standard. And, of course, all of our hosts on Black Friday will be voting for the 8 candidates for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. What a wonderful night. They will be hosted by the first ever host in O&E Dynasty history, Mr. Dar Henderson. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malema Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, Ava Holly, you have 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
Thank you so much, Brother O. And I so enjoy being involved with you guys. I've met so many wonderful people. As you know, we're going through a little something ourselves right now. So as soon as we get through that, I will be more involved with you guys. I try to, get in there. I hate using that word try. We got to wipe that one out. I'm almost done with but try is not getting out of my vocabulary. So we got to get rid of that one too. but thank you again, Mr. Panting, Marco Panting, Mr. Panting Productions. Marco, just tell everybody real quickly how they can find you.
You guys can find me on Facebook as Marco Panting, and on Instagram, you guys can find me as Mr. Panting Productions and Mr. Panting _ Photography _ on Instagram, my two pages. And if you want to look into my film stuff, you can look into my IMDb as Marco Panting.
Awesome.
And also
thank you so much for thank you so much for being on the show, taking the time out. And I want to wish everyone again a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay grateful, stay kind, and thank you, Brother O, for everything.